Well, doctors do a wonderful job. We're all grateful to our doctors. I'm not too sure we can say the same thing about the union, and that's the only word I could use, that represents them, the AMA. By and large, I think the leadership of the AMA is rubbish. And you get the impression that they've been drip-fed by the public purse for so long that they've turned into de facto public servants. And I'm sure the AMA is almost an embarrassment to very distinguished professional people in the medical profession. They appear as just an old-fashioned trade union rusted on to the Labor Party. And as for the leader, this so-called boss, Graham Owler, well, he should hand in his ticket. He's a dyed-in-the-wool socialist, this bloke, and can't resist every attempt to bag the government. Now he's objecting to proposed reform, or he was a couple of weeks ago, of the Medicare benefits schedule. Never mind that figures from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare indicate $46 billion, billion, of annual spending on Medicare is squandered. $46 billion. Never mind that since GPs were given permission 3 years ago to order MRI knee scans to determine if patients were suffering from arthritis of the knee, the number of scans has gone from zero to 150,000. Never mind that according to experts, at least half these scans are unnecessary, and that even where patients have the condition, follow-up surgery, knee arthroscopy, makes no difference at all and is simply a placebo. Oh no, Medicare doesn't need reform, according to people like this bloke, Owler. Just keep spending to test, knowing full well expensive follow-up surgery, even for those who actually do have the condition, is next to useless. Now we've got doctors at the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne, with the support of Owler and the AMA, protesting about children held in detention centres, and they're refusing to discharge asylum seeker children from the hospital. All, of course, under a Liberal government. Where were these people when Labor was in power? There were 1,962 children in detention then. Under Abbott and Morrison and Dutton and co, that has been reduced to about 200 now. But oh, no, no, no. The leadership of the AMA, I'm not talking about doctors, the leadership of the AMA attacking the Conservative government. I think it's time doctors stopped exacerbating these problems and stopped acting as apologists for the left.